Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod the mayor of the city of Greensburg, Joshua Marsh, for his monthly visit. Good morning to you, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Tom, and good morning to everyone in WRBI country.
And, of course, on Tuesday night, had the Board of Works and City Council meeting, and first up, of course, the Board of Works. And Police Chief Mike McNeely went before the board regarding some safety cameras. It's a flock safety and pricing contract.
He did, and this was really just an opportunity. We've had these as part of our police department for about 3 years now, and they were going to do a price increase in 2024 if we agreed to a 5-year contract. They would actually lock in our pricing at the newer rate, but would guarantee it for 5 years. So the Board of Works thought that to be a good opportunity. It also has a 30-day clause, so if we decide to pursue something else or invest in different technology for our officers, then we can do that without penalty. But it sort of just locks us in at a price, and we were happy to do that for 5 years, and so that was approved for the chief.
And as far as these cameras are concerned, can you describe these? I mean, are these up in the public, or exactly how do these work?
I'm not exactly sure, what the chief wants to share. He was a little coy at our meeting, so I would maybe defer that question to him. But they are a part of our investigatory research tools that we have. Of course, our police officers have body cams, and we have building cameras. So it's one of those kinds of pieces of the tools that our department uses in their investigatory work. It is also a service provider that works on the back end for us in that capacity.
All right. And then also informational item with Dr. Rodney King's election to city council. Looks like he's, of course, moving on to that to council. And I understand that you're going to have a new member of the Board of Works starting in January.
We will. So as it has been sort of tradition here in Greensburg, although it is not required by any means, the council has usually had a representative on our Board of Works, and that would have currently changed to two members, had both Councilman Jamie Kane and then Councilman-elect Rodney King both been continuing to serve on the Board of Works. As the appointing authority to that, I believe that there should be some separation, and therefore I've made it very clear that I only intend to appoint one city council member back to the Board of Works. So that would leave a vacancy. In theory, Councilman Kane is the council's current appointment. So it's sort of in this vein that Councilman-elect Rodney King's seat is the one being vacated. Although we could see him serve on the Board of Works going forward, should the council make that recommendation to me for their representation. And I think we'll probably talk about that in a little bit when we get to the council section of our conversation this morning. But needless to say, there will be a new member of the Board of Works next year. And longtime Decatur County native, Greensburg resident Robin Meyer has agreed to step up and serve the community in the Board of Works capacity. He has served as the leader of our water board for several years, but has been an active member of the water board for the last 23 years. So he has a lot of experience on one of our utility boards. We understand that the Board of Works oversees the sewer department along with other personnel and contracts for the city. So he's broadening his range of scope a little bit, but not somebody unfamiliar with the work of the Board of Works. And once we knew that both Councilman Kane was going to be reelected and Councilman-elect King was going to be elected after the July deadlines, I started talking with Robin about filling that role. So he's been attending our Board of Works meetings for about the last 6 months. So he's up to speed. We've kind of briefed him on things and made sure that he's aware of where we're at and where we're going.
I'll vouch for that. He is a regular attendee of the Board of Works for the last several months. And of course, also for folks who probably heard that name, Robin Meyer, in another capacity. He's very active and, of course, established the Overpass Patriots, who wave the American flag over the Moscow Road Bridge overpass on patriotic holidays.
Robin has been very, very instrumental in not only starting it, but continuing to grow it and helping continue to organize it and set the times. He's a true patriot and loves to help show those passing by on I-74 a little bit of that here in southeastern Indiana. And I really think it's a great model that I would highly encourage other communities in the WRBI listing area to take a look at. I think it's Memorial Day, July 4th, Veterans Day, and September 11th, I think, are his holidays that he does. And I think it would be a great opportunity if people traveling down I-74 all throughout the region participated in that, and people would start to really realize that southeastern Indiana is a great place to call home. And this is just another one of those community pride pieces. And Robin's been instrumental in that.
Indeed. And of course, another informational item, and this was touched on at the end of the city council meeting as well, but the holiday trash pickup schedule.
It is. It's always a big topic when we have holidays that stack up. And of course, with Thanksgiving, there are 2 days. So we have, or I'm sorry, Christmas. Thanksgiving's already over, Tom. Boy, that's a little blast from the past there. We are going to see that Monday is a holiday. Tuesday is a holiday for government agencies. Therefore, you will see trash that would typically have been picked up on Mondays, that will move in the city of Greensburg to Wednesdays. If you're on Wednesday, you'll remain on Wednesday. And then if you typically have trash pick up on Tuesday, that will move to Thursday. And if you're on Thursday, you'll remain on Thursday. So that will be a very busy week for our sanitation crews, as they have two back-to-back double route days. But that's how we get caught up. So please be aware of that. Monday and Tuesday are both holidays. And then, of course, for New Year's, that will move back a day as well. And then we'll be through the end of the year holidays and off into 2024.
All right. And then, of course, they can also, folks can go check out the City of Greensburg website for that information as well.
It is. It's there available right at the top of the homepage. You just greensburg.in.gov. There's a banner at the top. Click on that, and it'll tell you all about it.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll move into the city council portion of Tuesday night as we continue our conversation with Greensburg Mayor Joshua Marsh right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Greensburg Mayor Joshua Marsh and moving into the city council portion of Tuesday evening. First off, began with a public hearing regarding the vacation of a pair of alleys.
We did, and this was in relation to the property on North Anderson Street that is owned by Cova Fertilizer. They are trying to consolidate and compile all of their tracts and little lots that they've purchased over the decades into one uniform lot that allows them to more efficiently use their space. And upon review of some of the outlying areas, they've discovered two alleys that are in the midst of their properties, some of which have been built over and some of which are still there as driveways, but all neighboring property is owned by them. And so they've petitioned us to vacate the alley. We had the public hearing. Of course, it doesn't really affect anyone simply because it's already sort of inside their campus. And then later on in the evening after the public hearing, the council did vote to approve that on first, suspended the rules, approved it on second. So we've moved that off the docket without a carryover to 2024. And that will allow them to sort of take the next steps in getting all of that sorted out the way that they'd like to see it.
And then on behalf of the Veritas Group, it was your turn this month to give the update on the municipal complex project.
We did, and as it's been noted, we kind of rotate through that. They come down about every other month. They're here every couple weeks with us. We do OAC, Owner Contractors Architects meetings every 2 weeks for the projects where we talk about what it is that is going on and happening and make on the fly decisions, if you will. But these updates are an opportunity for the public and for the City Council and Board of Works to both hear about it. But the idea is that we talk about what's going on and a little bit about what's coming. So, you know, water lines are in, sewer's been installed. If you've been by the campus on North Broadway, you notice it's a hive of activity. I don't know how many people they have out there each day between the two contractors, but it sure does stay busy, and they're making great progress on both. The fire station is really, really starting to take shape. That's the building closest to Broadway. They've got the walls up on the, both the living side and the apparatus side. Most of the masonry walls are complete, and they've actually going to start putting the roof on probably yet this week or next week. And then what's really interesting is since they, like, the plywood is on the outside of the walls, they're going to plastic in the windows and start heating the space so that they can start drywall by the end of the month. So once that membrane roof goes on, drywall can start. That allows them to keep moving, you know, through the winter, and it will really, really start to take shape inside over the next month or 6 weeks. And then when you kind of move west of there a little bit, you run into the street department. It's kind of been on hold. They've been doing some projects, like the salt building's done. Foundations are all poured. But we had an issue with our brick that was talked about at the last meeting. And that has delayed the enclosure of the building. They hope to have the overhead doors up this later this month into the first week of January. And then that will allow them to close in their building so that they can get started in the administrative space. They are behind on that because of the brick issue. They can't get all the metal siding on because they have to do the brick, then the flashing, then the siding. But the brick is here. It's on the ground. And the masons have been hard at work getting it already put up, which is great. And it looks like the next 10 days, there's going to be great weather for brickwork for them. So we're excited to see that come to fruition and also to get this little bit of a brick issue behind us. So we showed our drone flyover video to the Board of Works and Council, and that sort of wrapped up that part of the evening.
Yeah, those are always fascinating to see those the drone and the activity. And as you remarked during both meetings, a lot of mud, but it's a good thing now.
Yeah, they've run into quite a bit of mud. Of course, all summer it was very, early fall, summer it was very dry, and we had a lot of dust. Now it's a little bit of mud everywhere, but I think we're trying to do a pretty decent job of keeping Broadway cleaned off. The contractors have been made aware of that. Our street department's aware of it. It's not a perfect situation, but it is temporary, and water lines are going in, which is causing, you know, a lot of soil disturbance in areas that should be graveled, and it's just part of it. One thing we are currently doing that's contributing to that is we're removing all the excess dirt from the site that has been stockpiled. We know what we need now. We know where it needs to go. And that is actually being moved out to the Redevelopment Commission property on Veterans Way to help them with a project in the future, hopefully. So instead of just giving it away, we're going to reuse it, which is a great cost savings to them and to us.
And as far as the budget and schedule, do those remain the same from last month?
They do. Yep. Really no change. The great part about doing a build, operate, transfer is we sort of set out this price. We are on schedule still for a spring and summer of 24 opening, but the conversations are happening as we sort of approach the end. It's kind of hard to talk about that yet in the state that it's in, but the runway is shortening. And we're talking about, you know, the contingencies that were built in. Of course, when these projects were let last December, there was still a lot of discussion about inflationary values, what that was going to look like. Were we going to continue to see, you know, hyperinflation? So we have inflationary clauses as a part of the bond that really maybe didn't come to fruition, which is great. That's money saved here. And so it's really starting to talk about what does the end of the runway, end of the project look like as far as the financing is concerned. But we are well within our guaranteed maximum price and are excited to see that.
And then moving down the agenda, Mr. Mayor, as we continue our conversation with Greensburg Mayor Joshua Marsh, Zeke Smith, the wastewater superintendent, and also Kevin Ernst with Strand Associates, had an informational item for not only the Board of Works, but also Council regarding the local limits update.
This is something that, again, is one of those items, very nuanced, very industrial related, not residential related at all, but is something that we have to be doing and have to be proactive on. As everyone should be aware, we are very regulated by the United States EPA through the Indiana Department of Environmental Management, IDEM. And in 2018, we, every 5 years, were required to do a local limits study with technical review. 2018, we did that. 2019, we did not ever actually enact it. And then in 22, the EPA said, where is this? And so we had to go back and find it. And it was brought back up and evaluated, and it went back to our consultants for a little further review in a way that would be more industrial friendly than the 2019 version that never was enacted. So we went through the process again, took a step back, and now this letter has to be sent off to the EPA that says, here's what we found, here's what we're changing. Just a few little tweaks and items. Again, nothing related to residential consumption, all industrial. And then when they send that back, we'll have an ordinance to look at for the council in January or February. And then I think probably by March, we'll have that enacted.
And then into your portion of the meeting, Mr. Mayor, you had the ordinance regarding an update to the DORA.
This was something we tackled back in July, August, September, and we sent it off to the state for their review. The review came back as a paragraph needed tweaked, as they did not see that as being compliant with what they wanted it to be in compliance with state law. So we've tweaked that language, and hopefully they find that to be acceptable. I'll get that shipped off to them this morning. Once again, council suspended the rules and voted through on second reading. But no other changes were made, no changes to the districts. It was simply related to the hours of operation. So it will be, you'll be able to use the DORA 10 a.m. to midnight the following day. So that really means, 10 to midnight is the way to look at that. It allows for businesses to be open, but it also allows for there to be an earlier shutdown. State law requires alcohol. Businesses close at 3 a.m. So that allows plenty of time to get home. This is really designed for events and activities. We do not have any events that go beyond, 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So this should not be an issue for that. 10 a.m. does allow some of the businesses to catch some early morning crowds, or when we have events like the holiday walk that maybe starts at 11 or noon, or the 4th of July parade that's 10 or 11 in the morning. So those kinds of things, it does catch that. But it's a little more restrictive. That's the paragraph the state had issue with in our first draft. So that was the only thing that was changed.
And then also had 2024 council appointments to the various boards and commissions.
We did. Not a lot of change. One, just a couple that are changing. Of course, Rodney King's going to serve on our 911 board, as Rick Emsweller's no longer going to be on council. Daryl Tressler is going to serve on the EDC board. I'm replacing Councilman Kevin Fleetwood. Mark Carman is going to serve on Main Street Greensburg as Emsweller's leaving once again. And then some committee changes as well. And then, of course, the rest are mostly remaining the same. We had the conversation in the Board of Works section about the council's recommendation of their representative to the Board of Works is still needing to be hammered out. But that will remain with Kevin Fleetwood as our appointee to our Plan Commission and to the County Decatur County Area Plan Commission. Viatic McKenzie will remain as our solid waste representative, along with myself. I currently serve on the Main Street Board. Oh, we talked about that one already. I serve on the Main Street Board as well. And then Daryl Poling is going to return to the Redevelopment Commission. And we'll add Vieta, Jamie, and Mark Carman to our Tax Abatement Committee. So overall, it was a pretty easy process. We did it in a little more formal capacity this year, which I think smoothed that out a little bit. And the council has made those reappointments for us as we see fit through their input.
And then Economic Development Director Brian Robbins was in attendance and gave an update and a recap of the trip that you and he made to Japan.
He did, and it was a great opportunity to share a little bit about our trip. We went with the South Central Indiana Economic Development Region. We were joined by Columbus's current mayor, Jim Lineup, and mayor-elect Mary Ferdon, and then their EDC director, the mayor of Seymour, Matt Nicholson, the the EDC director of Jackson County, the EDC director of Jennings County, and then a couple folks from down around the Jeffersonville area as well. So there was about 13 of us that went. We had a great opportunity to meet with all of our foreign direct companies from Japan directly. And it was the first time I think we'd Greensburg had been there in 11 or 12 years. And it was really good to go and chat with them about what we're working on in the region, how we're trying to address the shortage of employees that everyone is sort of seeing, and then also what the community is doing. And then and thank them, obviously, for their investment in our community and how and employing individuals and what we can do to help and what they can do to help us continue to have a great relationship. So overall, a very good trip. We had a great reception for businesses from throughout our region, one evening that was hosted by all of us. And it was really nice to get to spend some time with the incoming mayor of Columbus, get to know her a little bit as we continue to work together regionally in different capacities in the EDCs and everybody else. So it's a fantastic country, a great culture, great people. We didn't get to do anything touristy. We were there for work, so we worked pretty much nonstop. We were there for 5 days. And I would highly encourage anyone who's thought about going to please go visit, and it was well worth it.
All right, very good. So with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. And Greensburg Mayor Joshua Marsh, if I don't get a chance to talk to you between now and then, I want to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas, and thank you for your time as always, and look forward to doing this again next month.
Yeah, thanks, Tom, and everyone have a great Christmas. Thanks to everyone who serves our communities on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Day that can't be with theirs. We appreciate it. We thank you for your service, and we hope that you get an opportunity to enjoy some time with your family. Everyone have a great Christmas, a happy new year, and happy holidays.